Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 23rd of July, recording at 8:41 p.m. That's British Summer Time. Now, first, the highlights on another extremely interesting day here today. Asian stock markets were pretty firm, and Australia up a couple of percentage points. We had some good upward dynamics in Taiwan, I think Singapore, was that yesterday, one or the other, and Hong Kong strong, up 2.69%. The H shares were also up, although the A shares were flat or down just a tiny fraction. Japan extended its gains, up another 1%. But the whopper was India. I don't know what the percentage move was, but it was an absolutely massive, massive gain. Must have been about 8%. Not to be too flippant about it, but it just shows that there is life after near-death experiences in markets. And what else? European stock markets pretty firm in here overall. I'm looking at gains of, on average, around 2%. And Wall Street's having a quiet day here, but it's been sort of a little up, a little down, mostly on the upside, and that's the case as I speak right now. Now, other drama. Against this background, the long-dated government bonds have continued to weaken. And the U.S. dollar, this is interesting, U.S. dollar is firm again in here today, back up to 72.8 on the U.S. dollar index. That's pulled the euro down another cent to 156.87. The crude oil price has really been clipped in here again today, down another $4 as I speak. The range on the day has been 128.70 to 124.12, and it's currently 124.35. So that's been quite persistent. Now, the combination of the weak oil price, and I think especially the stronger dollar, and some profit-taking in commodities was a body blow here for gold, currently down almost $30. That brings, I exaggerate, down $27 on bullion. I was looking at the future, but the gold is trading at 919 as I speak. Silver got walloped. So did platinum, breaking down out of that trading range. So that's a significant move. Okay. Soft commodities, mostly lower, although I noticed that corn pegged back its losses earlier today. That looks overextended, bit of a tail on the chart. It actually moved in a very wide range today. 562 and 3/4 was the low, and then up to 608 before closing out. This is the spot month at 590. That was just down 1 3/4 cents after the big decline earlier on. So again, that looks a little bit overextended, that decline, and left the tail accordingly. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, the short covering and now bargain hunting rally continues. It has been impressive. The catalyst for that rally, as we know, was the sharp break in crude oil prices, which continues. So as it continues, it converts more people to the Fuller Money view mentioned last week, that this was the beginning of a medium-term correction, which I think will be quite large and quite lengthy. What do I mean by large? Well, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see it come back to $100, and it may actually go lower. And in terms of lengthy, well, this was a pretty overextended trend, so Owen and I normally define a medium-term correction? Well, we always define a medium-term correction in our terms as, or what we mean when I say what we mean by a medium-term correction is anything from a few months to a couple of years, and occasionally a bit more. Now, I think this correction in crude is likely to be of the somewhat longer variety. Now, why would that actually be? Well, because it became so overextended on the upside. And I this to a point where there has been a fair amount of demand destruction. I also think that the move will tease out more oil, particularly when producers begin to suspect that they will see prices move lower still from here. And other factors that can come into play. Well, the demand destruction that I mentioned is related to the weak U.S. economy. And really, given the amount of oil that Americans consume per capita, it's absolutely enormous relative to what the rest of the world consumes. So we can pretty well assume that the SUVs are just going to be declining in usage, and small cars are coming in. This is quite a I think this is a secular trend that will take place. I know it's happened in the past and then didn't last because oil went down so far, but I think at $100 a barrel, people won't be rushing back to the SUVs, not while the U.S. economy is weak. So this again, this we could easily see a correction that lasts a couple of years. Now, what if I'm completely wrong on this? The only thing that would make me wrong, I think, in the short term, and as far as a medium-term correction is concerned, would be if we did actually see a military strike against Iran's nuclear installations. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, and I very much hope it doesn't happen because I don't need to elaborate. It would be alarming. So, medium-term correction in crude will lead to additional gains in global stock markets because markets were extrapolating, people were talking about 150, which it almost reached, and then 200. Not as a question of will it get there, but when. Now, I actually feel, and I have for a very, very long time, that as I said, the crude oil is in a secular bull market. Been saying that for most of this decade, and that all commodities are in secular bull markets, but they do get these very, very big corrections. That is the nature of markets. So I do expect this long pullback in commodities and a lot of commodities, which will I think allay fears, continue to allay fears among stock market investors. And let's not forget that valuations are much improved in stock markets. So this really has set the stage for quite a significant recovery, I feel. So my minimum expectation is that we just get a technical rally of a month or two, but I think there's a good possibility that it could really be much much bigger than that. And I think in that case we would almost certainly see the emerging markets take up the baton again in terms of the best overall performers. This time I think it would be led by the ones that were hit hardest that have the good growth rates, China and India. And we would see a more muted performance by the resources producers because they had outperformed and until recently. And there is obviously some concern over the impact of lower commodity prices. But again, commodities are in a secular bull market. Repeat that point. So while top mining shares are out of fashion at the moment, while Canada, which was such a stunning holdout, certainly no bear market there, and I don't think we will see one now, was a stunning holdout, hitting new highs. I think earlier this month, that's off the boil now, and will underperform for a while. Brazil, after its new high, two or three months ago, has been underperforming recently. So that's part of the rotational swing that we are seeing, and I expect the higher growth non-commodity markets to be very much to the fore in this recovery. Now, what else to mention here? Government bonds, I still think, are vulnerable, and again, the yields are just not attractive enough. There's too much supply around. The US will be issuing more bonds, and I think eventually that will also weigh on the US dollar. Now, the dollar is very firm today. It's been firm the last 3 days here, but we look further ahead. I've got an item from Bill Gross on the ballooning of the US government budget deficit. I certainly agree with that. I've said that we're going to have massive fiscal spending to pull the US economy through. That's not going to be funded by tax receipts. So there'll be a lot of borrowing, there'll be a lot of printing. The US will talk about a steady dollar and or firm dollar, and the US does not want the dollar to collapse, but the US certainly does not need a strong currency. It needs a soft dollar because it needs an export-led recovery, and the soft dollar would help to encourage that. Not only by making products more competitive in the that are produced in the US, but also by encouraging foreign investors to open more plant in the USA. So I think we'll actually see all that, but that's not going to be a recipe for the strong dollar anytime soon. It will be, I think, just the opposite. So, rounding out here. Gold, I think, again, in line with its seasonal pattern, gold has fallen back. I don't think there's any reason for gold to run up here in the short term now that oil is off the boil. And also with the dollar somewhat steadier. But I don't think that oil, I beg your pardon, I don't think that gold has anywhere near the downside risk that crude oil has, A, because crude oil only peaked quite recently, while all gold did was retest its high, and gold has more underlying support. And people are quite bearish on these industrial metals, generally. Now, part of the reason for that, because they viewed commodities, industrial resources, mining shares as a safe haven during the more scary bits of the bearish rout in stock markets. But you know, if we get crude oil lower, we're already seeing some signs in Asia that central banks, governments are looking beyond this current inflation problem. Lower crude oil prices would go a long way towards reassuring them that inflation had been capped, and they can turn their attention to growth again, relax monetary policy a little bit more. I think that's going to happen, and that will not hurt demand for these resources, and global infrastructure will remain a very important theme, and certainly a Fuller Money secular theme. I think that's pretty much it here for, as I say, another exciting day. So, all the best to all of you.